In 1931, the New York Yankees were stacked. Unstoppable hitters Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig playing on the same team. Facing those two legends was intimidating for any pitcher, but especially the newest addition to the Chattanooga Lookouts, Jackie Mitchell. She was a 17-year-old girl, and she was going to use everything she had to strike out two baseball legends back-to-back. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. Jackie Mitchell grew up playing baseball with her dad and her neighbor, legendary pitcher Dazzy Vance. They teach her a few good tricks. 1931. At the age of 17, Jackie goes to a men's baseball training camp to try and improve her skills for the women's team she plays for. She plays so well, she catches the attention of the Chattanooga Lookouts men's minor league baseball team coach, who signs her up. The signing makes headlines. She's the only woman on the team, and just the second woman to ever play pro baseball. In just her first week with the team, she finds out she'll be facing Babe Ruth and the New York Yankees in an exhibition game. When interviewed about this game, Babe Ruth tells a Chattanooga journalist that women are too delicate for baseball. It would kill them. Jackie's insulted and determined to prove him wrong. April 2nd, 1931, New York Yankees versus the Chattanooga Lookouts. For the Yankees, this is just a pit stop on the way back from spring training in Florida. For Jackie Mitchell, this is the game of her life. First inning. Yankees bat a lineup nicknamed Murderer's Row. The best lineup, top to bottom, in all of Major League Baseball. And Jackie takes the mound to face them. Entering the batter's box, Babe tips his hat like a gentleman. He's been warned. Try not to hit the ball toward the pitcher's mound. You don't want to hurt her. He'll soon realize he doesn't need to worry about hitting the ball anywhere at all. Jackie throws her first pitch as the crowd cheers for her. Most of them have read Ruth's comments in the paper. They want to see her mow him down. She's a lefty, so is Babe Ruth. She's got a natural advantage. The ball sails through the air. Babe doesn't swing. It's a ball. Jackie winds up, circling her left arm a few times. Her second pitch curves tightly, then drops right into the strike zone. Babe swings and misses. The crowd seems surprised. So does Jackie. Jackie pitches again. Another perfect strike, swing, and a miss. Jackie relaxes. She can do this. Meanwhile, Babe Ruth flips out. One strike on a new pitcher? Sure. But two? There must be something wrong with the ball. He demands the umpire inspect it. After this formality, assuring Ruth the ball has not been tampered with, the umpire tosses it back to Jackie, and she proceeds as before. Flabbergasted, Babe Ruth doesn't even swing this time. Another perfect strike. Jackie Mitchell has just struck out Babe Ruth. Angry, Ruth throws his bat in disgust and argues with the umpire. Then he goes back to the dugout, openly defeated, and sulks. Next up, Lou Gehrig, the Iron Horse. He's another lefty and extremely competitive. Lou would never pass up a chance to one-up Babe Ruth. He has to make a hit, but he can't. Jackie throws one and then two strikes in a row. Her fast, hard-sinking curveballs leave Lou swinging at nothing but thin air. Jackie winds up and throws another strike. Lou Gehrig swings and misses. She has now also struck out Lou Gehrig, and the crowd goes wild. Jackie's victory is short-lived. The Yankees win. The next week, Jackie's thrown off the team, and her contract is voided. Officially, the commissioner says it's because the game is too dangerous for her to play, but to many, the real reason she was fired was because she embarrassed grown men. All these years later, Jackie's feat has never been replicated. Technically, women are allowed into Major League Baseball, but they rarely make it to the minors, and they've never made it to the majors. Jackie Mitchell is still the only woman to strike out not one, but two Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, two of the best to ever play the game. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Jackie Mitchell, we found Stephen Martini's book, The Chattanooga Lookouts and 100 Seasons of Scenic City Baseball, and the coverage by the Smithsonian Magazine, incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.